This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. So in this podcast, we'll be talking about if you're an entrepreneur or if you're doing anything in life, things will get tough. And in order for you to get past whatever you're fighting through, or if it's a struggle and you want to quit, I strongly believe you need a reason for what you're doing. Whatever your reason is, it has to be a strong reason for what you're doing, so it can keep pushing you to go further and further, because it will get hard, it will get difficult, and it will get challenging, and it will take a mental toll on you, possibly a physical toll on you as well. But if you have whatever you're doing and a strong reason behind it, that will get you past what you're doing. I strongly believe that you need to have a reason for what you're doing. Entrepreneurship is one of the hardest things to do, but it also is one of the most rewarding things in life. Because like I always say, when you're an entrepreneur, you work for yourself, you have your own business. If you do real estate, whatever it may be, you work for yourself. No one tells you what to do. But it does come at a cost. Obviously, it takes a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of years, and it's not easy. That's why I say you must have a reason for what you're doing. Some people's reason could be they're becoming an entrepreneur or whatever it may be. They want to make a lot of money. Or they want to take care of their family. Or maybe they want a nice car, a nice house. Or maybe they just want to work for themselves. They're tired of clocking in, clocking out. And maybe they don't want to work 50 years for somebody else. They just want to work for themselves, work hard, and make themselves wealthier. There could be many, many reasons for what people are willing to go through, for the hardships, whatever it may be. And they have their own reasons. Whatever your reason is, that's totally up to you. And hopefully it's a strong reason. It could be one reason. It could be multiple reasons for what you're doing. And hopefully that pushes you through the tough times. Personally, for myself, I have three reasons that keeps me going. Obviously, being an entrepreneur, having your own business, it's hard. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of sacrifice, a lot of discipline, a lot of consistency. And it's not easy. It takes a lot of time. And there are days that I don't want to do it. It is obviously very difficult, like I said, and it's a lot of struggles. And not every day is easy. Some days you just want to give up, but you have to keep going. And personally for myself, I have three reasons why I keep going. And why I don't quit, and why I'm disciplined, and why I'm consistent. And I'm going to keep going no matter what, because these are my three reasons that keep pushing me. When the times get tough, this is what pushes me. And I'll share these three reasons with you. So the first reason is I want to take care of my parents. I feel like my parents did a lot for me when I was younger. Obviously, they sacrificed a lot, and financially, everything. You know, they sacrificed a lot of time. And I want to take care of them. Obviously, they're getting older in age, and they sacrificed a lot for me. And I feel like personally, I'm obligated to take care of them, no matter what, if it's financially or whatever it may be. That's something I want to do, and that's what keeps me going. One of the reasons that keeps me going during the times, because I'm very fortunate. My parents did. I realize, obviously, when you grow older, you realize a lot they do for you as you were younger that you took for granted. And like we always talk about, a lot of people being in the United States, a lot of people take that for granted. If you think about it, if your parents weren't born here, they sacrificed a lot to get you here, for you can have a better life. And you can be whatever you want in this country. And obviously from where we came from, my parents, or my dad specifically, came from Mexico. And obviously he was born there. And obviously his family and his parents, they came over here and they sacrificed a lot. And he worked a lot. And like I said, he sacrificed a lot as well. I mean, I was very fortunate to be in a city. Obviously, the city that wasn't obviously bad, no bad neighborhoods. I went to good school. Obviously, that's because he worked a lot, and that's what he wanted for me. He wanted the best for me. And like I say, those came with a lot of sacrifices. Obviously, before he started his business, he worked for himself, but he, like I said, he'd work during the whole week, and he would be tired. So he would just sleep during the weekends because he was a truck driver. And obviously, being a truck driver, you work a lot of hours. It's a hard job, obviously pays very well, but it's hard, and he made a lot of sacrifices. So obviously when he came home, he'd just be sleeping during the weekend. And at the time, it did suck at the time for me, because I wanted, you know, do things with my dad, but he was tired. But now, being at the age I am, I understood. He sacrificed a lot, and I am where I am because of him. Same thing for my mother. She sacrificed a lot financially. Obviously, she would make me food, whether it's for school, dinner, breakfast, whatever it may be. So always doing laundry, just simple stuff like that you would take for granted. And obviously, when I was younger, I took a lot of this for granted. I didn't appreciate it as much during that time. And now, obviously, being older and realizing how much they sacrifice, I want to take care of them because they took care of me. I could have gone a totally different way. And I'm very fortunate and lucky I didn't. And I'm very fortunate that I'm here in the United States because they wanted a better life for me. And that's something I'll never forget. And that's what keeps me to keep going during the hard times. Whether I want to or not, that's going to keep me going because I want to take care of them. I don't want them to struggle financially because it would be very sad for me to let them be on their own and let them deal with their own problems, because they sacrificed a lot for me growing up, a lot of money, because it's not cheap raising a kid. So I feel like I'm obligated to get back to them and take care of them. And I feel like that's personally my responsibility. But that's just personally my reason. And one reason that keeps me going is taking care of my parents. And to their last days, that's what I plan on doing. So that's just my first reason that keeps me going. My second reason is I want to be the best version of myself. Whatever it may be, I want to be physically, mentally, and financially, and you can say spiritually, the best version of myself. Because at the end of the day, when I'm on my deathbed, I don't want to live with regrets. I don't want to be, oh, I wish I could have done this. Oh, I wish I would have did that. Or what if I did this? I don't want to live with regrets. I want to give everything I had all I can. I just want to keep going no matter what, because I want to be the best version of myself that I possibly can. Because at the end of the day, we have one life. Whatever you do with that one life, that's up to you. You don't get a second life. Whether you want to be the best version of yourself or not, that's up to you. Majority of people are never the best versions of themselves. They live day to day, they have a job, and they do that job the rest of their lives. They have weekends off, they want the week to go by just to live for the weekend. And personally, that's sad. That's something I would never want. And that's not what I want for other people as well. And if you're the best version of yourself, I mean, sky's the limit. You can be whatever you want. Like I always say, if you live in the United States, you have the opportunity. But a lot of people don't take the opportunity because they're not financially educated. Like I said, it's not your fault because the school systems don't teach you any of this, which is very unfortunate and it's very unfair. And I wish they did, because this would change a lot of people's lives. But I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, it's up to you if you decide to or not. But personally, I have one life. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be physically the best version. That's why I go to the gym all the time. I mentally want to be the best version of myself. That's why mentally, either I'm meditating or just mentally motivating myself or getting up every single morning. That's a mental battle every day. I mean, doing the same thing, being disciplined, that's all mental. I think that's personally being the best version mentally of yourself. And the other one would be financially. Obviously, being financially best version of yourself, that's extremely important. Because if nowadays, it's hard out there. Obviously, with inflation going on, everything being so expensive, you want to be financially stable. You want to be most of all, financially free. A lot of people are never financially free. That's why they have jobs, because the only way they know how to get money is by working, is by having a job. There's a lot of ways you can make money. Obviously, you got to research, you got to study, you got to put in the work, but people will never be financially free. And that's why they're going to work the rest of their lives, and they're never going to have a life, because, I mean, if you work your whole life, is that really a life? You have, like I said, you have one life, and if you're okay wasting that one life working the whole 50 years or however long it is, personally, that's sad. I don't want to waste my life working away. That's why if you're financially good and financially free, you can do whatever you want. You have money coming in, and that's what the 1% do. They don't have jobs like the 99% of people do. They're all financially free. They can do whatever they want. And that's why the 99% of people work for them, because either they're not financially educated or they don't want to put in the work. So that's what separates the 1% from 99%. But personally, I don't want to waste my life working. And that's why I think being financially free is very important. And I would hope the same thing for you if that's something you would want. Because money is important, unfortunately, nowadays, because that's the world we live in. And if you want like a nice car, nice houses, you need money. And you have to work hard for that. You can do it. 100% believe you can, but it takes a lot of work. A lot of people just want things now, and that's why they use their credit cards and all that. They can get loans pulled out because they want things now. They can't wait. They can't compound their money. They can't work hard because they want things now. Or they want to show off and brag to other people that they have money or have nice things, whatever it may be. But if you do want that, just work hard. You can start a business, go into real estate, rent out properties, invest your money. There's a lot of opportunities, a lot of ways I discuss on this podcast and going further, and that I have said before, it takes a lot of work. And obviously, if you want to be financially free, or at least be good with money, that you don't have to check your bank account if you have enough money, or if you go into the store like, oh, do I have enough, you know, can I buy this, can I afford this, there's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, a lot of these podcasts obviously help with that, but there's a lot that goes into it. You obviously have to educate yourself, you know, waking up early, being disciplined. There's so much that goes into being financially free. Like I said, it's not easy. It is hard, but you know, nothing in life comes easy. So that's personally one reason that keeps me going. One of my three reasons is I want to be the best version of myself. And it's very crucial. All those categories, I want to be the best version of myself. Because personally, like I said, I have one life. I don't want to waste my one life, because I don't get this back. And you don't get time back. So once you lose some of it, you never get it back. And I feel like it's a disservice to myself, and obviously to my parents, if I'm not the best version of myself or my family. Because personally, I live in the United States. If I can be whatever I want, I can make however much I want, you can do whatever you want. That's the country we live in. That's what makes this country so great. That's why a lot of people come to this country, because they want the opportunity. And if I don't take advantage of the opportunity by not being the best version of myself, then that's a disservice to me, and that would be a shame on me. So that's why every single day I strive to be the best version of myself, because I don't want to waste my life. Like I said, I don't want to be on my deathbed wishing I could have done something differently, or what if I did this, what if I started business, whatever. I don't want to live a life like that. And I would never want to live a life that I'm on my deathbed and saying, man, I worked 40, 60 years for a job, and now I can barely retire, or I barely have money to take care of myself on my deathbed, whatever it may be. I would never want a life like that. I just want to give everything 100%, because that's just who I am now, and that's how I choose to live my life, being the best version of myself. And obviously it's not easy, because there's a lot of things that go into it, and you know, it's a struggle every single day. Like I said, it's very difficult, and like I believe it's very crucial that you have reasons that keep you going, because I personally believe that it's hard, and you need those reasons to keep you going. And being the best version of myself is what helps keep me going. But That's personally just me. I mean, if you would want to be the best version of yourself, you have to do that, practice that every single day. It's not easy, but at the end of the day, when you're at the end of the day, looking at the mirror, looking back at yourself, and if you could say, I'm proud of you, because you, either A, you're the best version of yourself, or B, you're becoming the best version of yourself, and you could say you're proud of yourself looking back in the mirror and actually mean it, not a lot of people can say that. It's unfortunate, but if you could say you're the best version of yourself and that you're proud of yourself looking back in the mirror, I truly believe that's that 1%. My last reason that keeps me going when times get tough is when I have a family of my own, I don't want them to struggle. Obviously, financially or anything, I would not want my family to struggle. I would not want to live paycheck to paycheck. I would want them to be obviously comfortable and relaxed. I don't want them to be worrying about anything, about money or struggling. Oh, can we afford this? Or how do we pay the bills? To me, being obviously a parent or a father, I think that would be wrong of me to do, because that's my responsibility to take care and provide for my family when the time comes. And I think it'd be wrong of me if we're living paycheck to paycheck, because that falls on me. Because since the end of time, men were providers, and we would provide whether food, shelter, whatever it may be. So that would be on me if my family's struggling, and I would never want that to happen. I would never want to see that happen. I would never want to see my kids hungry, worried, or scared for whatever reason, because it's something that I didn't provide. And I feel like I'm obligated to provide all that. Whether I gotta work till I see the bones in my fingers, you know, and provide, so be it. But at the end of the day, I would not want them to struggle no matter what. And I would never let that happen. And obviously, I saw that with my father, and he was a great example because he did work a lot. And obviously, previous podcast, I discussed how he became an entrepreneur, which inspired me after seeing the hardships and what it takes. Obviously, I saw a lot of that, and I saw how much he sacrificed and provided for his family, and I'd always appreciate him for that and thank him for that. And that's what keeps me going, and I want to be that exact figure. That's why I keep going every single day, because when the time comes to have a family, I want to be financially set. I don't want them struggling. I want them to be okay. Because at the end of the day, nowadays a lot of people are struggling. A lot of families are living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people are using credit cards just to survive. And it's unfortunate, because that's the world we live in. Since everything's so expensive, inflation, since we printed all that money, everything's gone up. A lot of people struggling, and it's sad to see, and it's unfortunate. And obviously, like we say, people were taught in schools about education, about finances, how to handle your money, all that stuff, be just financially educated overall. A lot of people will be in different places right now. But unfortunately, the schools set you up for having a job and for you working the rest of your life, which is unfortunate. And that's something I would not want for my kids, to go through that system. But if they decide to do that, that's totally up to them. If they want to have a job, because we do need doctors in this world. We do need lawyers. So if that's something you want to do, I'd be all for it. If they're passionate about it, if they want to be an entrepreneur, that's fine. Because being an entrepreneur is hard. It takes a lot of work. And like I said, it takes a lot of discipline. You have to sacrifice a lot. And it's not easy. And it's 100% not for everybody, because I realize myself, a lot of people can do this, even though I try to convince them to do it, because the benefits outweigh the cost every single time. They can't do it because they're not disciplined, or they don't want to, or they don't want to learn. So very few people can do this. And whether this passes on from generation to generation, I don't know. But like I said, my father was an entrepreneur. My grandmother was an entrepreneur. Personally, my side of dad's family, they were entrepreneurs. So I don't know if kids will benefit and become entrepreneurs, but like I said, you live in America. Entrepreneurship is obviously encouraged by people because that's how you escape the rat race. And obviously that's how much money you want to make is because of entrepreneurship. That's totally up to you. And obviously entrepreneurship does help your family because you can provide for them. Because when you have a job, you rely on that paycheck. You rely on that job. You have a set income, so you can't raise it unless you get a raise or a bonus, something like that. Majority of the time, it's hard to get that in a business or a company, and you're pretty much stuck. So you're stuck with that paycheck that you have to wait for every single Friday, and you have to rely on it. And hopefully, you don't get fired. Because, like I said, a lot of people rely on these jobs for the rest of their lives, and they plan on retiring with these companies. But what if you get fired at 50 years old, or maybe you're older and you get fired and you lose your job and you have to start all over, and when you have to find a job, you have to compete with someone younger than you who has more energy and who's willing to put in more work now because they're hungry. So now you compete with somebody younger now. So that's a struggle, being in the rat race, because that's nonstop. And obviously your family does sacrifice because you're working 5 days out the week. And when doing entrepreneurship, you can usually be financially free, so you get your time back. Whether you have people working for you or whatever it may be, if you own real estate and rent it out, obviously you have passive income, so you get your time back. And that's very huge when you have your family, because you can do whatever you want. Because nowadays, when people drop off their kids at school, they have to do it at a certain time because they have to go work. Or they can't even drop off their kids because they have to go work. So they miss a lot of opportunities, or maybe sports, games, performances, whatever it may be, they might miss because they have to work and the boss won't let them leave. But being an entrepreneur, you work for yourself and you can do whatever you want. And that's a huge benefit when you have a family. So with that being said, I would just want to take care of my family. And like I said, I feel like I'm obligated to. Obviously, being the man and the father of the family, I feel like I'm obligated to do that, and it's my responsibility. And if I don't do that, you know, then I failed as a person and I failed as a parent. And that's something I would never want. And I would never want my family to struggle, because that would make me sad personally, and it'd be a disservice to them. Because some kids are born into this world and they don't have the opportunity or chance to obviously do what they want because they're kids. They don't know better. They don't know how to make money. They don't know any of that. And they shouldn't, because they should just be kids and enjoy the childhood. Because like we all know, growing up sucks. Adulting sucks. But you have to do it. So that's something I would never want them to see or struggle or to ever go through, because I was fortunate that I didn't have to go through that. And I'm very grateful that my parents did sacrifice a lot. And, you know, I want to pass that on. And hopefully my kids pass that on to their kids and so forth. And obviously, hopefully there is generational wealth and, you know, that takes care of them. And I hope that's something you would like to do, and hope something your kids probably could do down the future. But at the end of the day, it's totally up to you. You live your can live your life however you want. At the end of the day, it's your choice, your opportunity, and it's totally up to you. But for me, those are my three reasons that keep me going when the days I don't want to work, the days I don't want to do anything because I'm exhausted, I'm tired. Physically, mentally, I'm drained, but this is what keeps me going. And it gets me through a lot, and I'm very grateful that it does, because like I said, I feel like you need reasons to keep you going, and those are my three reasons that keep me going, and these work for me personally. Like I said, whatever your reasons are, that's totally up to you. Whether you want to make a lot of money, you want nice cars, you want to take care of your family, you want to travel the world, have a yacht, whatever it may be, you have your reasons, and hopefully that reason pushes you through the hard times and keeps you going, because that's something you need. And it's hard being an entrepreneur. It's very difficult, but like I said, it's really rewarding as well. So hopefully you have your reasons for what you're doing, and hopefully those reasons pushes you through And maybe you're not even an entrepreneur. Maybe you just want to have a job and you're okay with that, which is totally fine. Maybe you want another job. So maybe you work two jobs and that's totally fine. That's up to you. But you have to have a reason to keep pushing you every single time. When the times get tough, you have to have a reason. In the back of your mind, you're thinking about it, and that's what keeps you going. So hopefully you have that. I personally believe that's very important and crucial to have when you're doing anything that's very difficult and mentally and physically draining. I personally believe that's something you need. But that end of the day, that is just my personal thoughts. And I hope that these like podcasts, I always say, always help you. And I hope you share them and obviously follow the podcast for whatever you can, whatever support. I appreciate it no matter what. But like I always thank you for taking time to listening to these podcasts, because I know you have a lot of things going on in your life, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen, whether you're driving to work or maybe at work listening to these podcasts, and hopefully get you out of the rat race. Or maybe you're an entrepreneur, you're just listening to this podcast while you're working, whatever it may be. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I always say, change your mindset to change your life. Thank you again, and take care.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.